She's feisty, she's funny, and she tells it like it is. Get ready for Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. What are your opportunities right now? What are the possibilities? Ask Corby and cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Here's your host, Corby Mitlide.
Good evening, all from upstate New York, and welcome to our final open mic night of the year. Open mic night, for those of you who are unfamiliar, means any question you want to ask, as long as it can go out on the airwaves, we are good to go. So if it's about the year, if it's about relationships, if it's about, hello, I don't have a brain, how do I get a brain next year? Whatever you want, we're ready for it. It's been a busy week for me. I am leaving tomorrow morning for an engagement at Kripalu. Kripalu is a world-renowned yoga and enlightenment center in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. And I will be teaching a course with Robert Schwartz, my author for Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. And it's going to be an entire weekend workshop with the two of us. Now, you got to understand, being invited to Kripalu is for me one of the big three, kind of like the hockey hat trick. Lilydale, and I've been spoken there, and now Kripalu. And the next one is Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. If I get those three, whoa, baby, we're really rocking. So it's been a week when I have been refining the notes and touching up the meditation that we use. And I admit, it's been a little nerve-wracking because it's big league and it's with Rob, but all of my friends say, you know that you can talk for 3 hours and it's not a problem. But the thing is, it's not a matter of talking. It's a matter of giving them wonderful experiences to take home. So I think I got some good stuff under the belt. Apparently, there is still room. So if you are anywhere near Western Massachusetts and you want to join us, go to Kripalu, that's Kripalu.org, first thing tomorrow morning, and get yourself signed up and come on and join us. We would absolutely love to see you. I've already heard from some people that have read the books and, oh, I'm so excited we get to meet you, we get to meet Rob. And I'm thinking, guys, we're not special. We did the book, but trust me, it's not like we're Justin Bieber or New Direction or Taylor Swift or anything like that. So, and we've got our first call. Yes, and it looks like we've got Cleveland. Michelle, welcome to Empower Readings.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you?
I am ready to rock and roll, baby. How is it out in Ohio? Snow yet?
No, thank goodness. No snow yet. It was actually a beautiful day today.
Oh, I'm jealous. It wasn't snow here, but it was freezing. We definitely have winter. So what's your question?
Well, I'm very curious. I've had some romantic things going on and then some romantic things not going on with certain people, and people keep kind of coming in and out of my life for moments, and some seem to stay a little bit longer, and I'm just curious to as to what that portion of my life is going to bring me in the very near future.
Okay, are you with anybody now, or is it the where the hell is he question?
It's the kind of where the hell is he question.
Okay, and give me your birthday, month, and date, my girl.
It's 12/29.
12/29. So that is 45 plus 6. All right. This was a 1 year for you. This was a year that should have started things. Next year, I will say, the 2 year is the one that I jokingly called the year you need to do it from behind, and I'm not being dirty here. The point is, next year, you have to do things subtly through negotiation and you know, backdoor and kind of nuancy. So it's not going to be you just run out to a great bar or you run into somebody and boom, it starts. It's going to have to be a little delicate, okay? Now, how old are you?
I'm 43 right now and 44 okay. in a few weeks.
Fine. Then that means that I'm looking for kings for you because they're 40 and over. Under 40, they haven't grown any brains yet. Trust me on that one. So I am pulling 12 cards for the year to see if there is anybody in the offing. I will say in January, I have the Page of Swords, and the page is always 18 or under, so don't you dare. But you do have two. Hey, you know, family show here. But I do see a couple of shots for you, one in August and one in December. The one in August is King of Cups, and he is usually someone who is, he's been divorced or widowed, probably has kids. This is the one with a big heart. Okay, even if his relationship, his last one, broke up really ugly, you know how some guys take it out on all the women after that, and some guys actually learn? He learned. The way I'm seeing him for you is a little bit, I'll say stocky, I won't say fat. He's not fat, but he's cuddly. And receding blondish hair. Eyes that kind of disappear when he smiles. You know, one of those?
Mm-hmm.
And he smiles a lot. So this could be a good one. If I was going to give you a feel for his personality type, it's, did you see 13 going on 30 with Jennifer Garner?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that movie.
Okay, remember what Mike Ruffalo was like at the very end of the movie? That's the kind of feel for this guy. So,
okay.
In August. Now, in December, there's the Ace of Cups. And I always laughingly call the Ace of Cups the walk into wall stupid in love card. This is the lightning strike. This is you go out for dinner with a guy, and on the second date, he kisses you in the parking lot of the diner, and your knees go. Now, the problem with those is they can be delicious, but you kind of leave your brain in the trunk. Okay? Mm-hmm. So please be careful. Now, I admit sometimes that can work out wonderfully. That's exactly how I met my husband. You know, Turtle Rock Cafe, kiss in the parking lot, and boom, I was gone, baby. And we've been married 10 years. But I don't quite think I'm typical of this kind of thing. So you do have two shots next year. The thing that I want to pull for you are also what I call the four and four. This is with my deck, John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And the four and four are what you're going to need to bring into the relationship to make it work. And the second four are what the guy has to have. And if he doesn't bring them to the table, honey, it's a non-starter. Pat him on the head, say thank you very much, but move on. Got me?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So what do you need to bring to the table? You need full spectrum. I think sometimes you think, well, he doesn't need to know this part about me and doesn't need to know that part. And so you're selective with what you let him know. Now, this doesn't mean that you discuss everything, including the unmentionables on the first date. But if you want this relationship to go anywhere, he's going to have to see even the warts. Remember the old saying, warts and all? Got to see the warts.
Yep.
Second, balance. Please, 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 my darling, don't be someone that sits by the phone waiting for him to call and cancels anything with your girlfriends if he says last minute you want to go to a movie. All right? Balance means he is part of your life and a delicious part, but only part. Certainly
yep.
in the beginning. All right. Third, containment. Do not let your relationship slop over into the rest of your life. That is, if you and he have a spat, you do not go into work crying and bitching. If you had a great time last night, you may walk in with a smile on your face, but please keep your mind on your work. You're not chatting on the phone. You're not texting about it. That was wonderful, but I'm here to do this. Final for you. The card is support, and the card shows the hands of the Buddha surrounding a heart with lotus on fire, but it's there's this kind of auric bubble around it. And the thing about that is support him, but don't grab. Think about when someone goes up a ladder, your hand's about a foot away in case they fall. That's where you need to go with that. Now, what does he need to bring? Patience. You're a little skittish, so you're going to be a little cautious in the beginning, and I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. But I think Le Pew, remember, with Miss Kitty? He's just loping along. You can run, but you cannot hide. Well, that's what he needs to be like. Number two, scoring points. Normally I say you shouldn't try to score points, but it doesn't hurt for this guy to, you know, kind of have his list, brought her flowers, took her to dinner, and make sure that you get a lot of the delicious parts of new relationships that I think that you've missed. Number three, healing. And this is not something that you can necessarily plan, but I have a feeling that the next relationship has to be one that knits up the scars and the open wounds from the other relationships you've had. Mm-hmm. You are not a fix-it project, but you deserve a little extra TLC on this one. And the fourth is blind spots. He better not be, you know, picky. Well, gee, you know, didn't you wear that dress last week? Or I thought we were going to be going out to dinner and you're 20 minutes late, or gee, looks like you haven't had the house cleaner in. I'm sorry, if he loves you, he loves you. And if you come in and your hair wasn't washed today and you're just in jeans and t-shirt, he should be just so glad to see you that he still has the idiot grin on his face. Mm. So those, does that 4 and 4 make specific sense for you, what you've been missing?
Yeah, and it's interesting that my birthday will be 4 and 4 this year, too.
Well, there you go.
So funny. So, do you have any idea what the second guy is going to look like? Can you kind of give me the idea of the first guy?
Well, the reason that I could give you an idea of the first guy is because it was a king. And the four kings in tarot kind of have some general characteristics. The Ace of Cups, I don't have a characteristic about what he looks like, but the energy is that of a big golden retriever. You know, sweet, kind of goofy, wants to play. Everybody falls in love with him. We're not talking hot to trot, sexy, you know, Black Panther just struggling. No, this is a Father Mulcahy dog instead of a bad biker boy dog, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's good.
it certainly is. Because we've all done the bad biker boy things, and sometimes they're delicious, you know. Sometimes underneath the bad biker boy is Richard Castle, but most times under the bad biker boy is a bad biker boy. And it's time for us to grow up and go for the nice guys, you know, that we don't have to guess at, that we don't have to fix. We've done all the fixing we need to.
Amen. Well, that sounds really, really good. That's exciting. Now I get to look forward to something this year.
But notice I'm not giving you names specifically or anything like that, because I want you to be open. Okay? Just enjoy it. Know that, you know, you're not it's like when you look for a job and you go in and there's that little aura of, oh, geez, I really need the job. Please hire me. Please, please, please. They never hire you. But if you go in easy and fun, you know, this interview, I'm just going to play with it. It's going to be a breeze. That's when you relax. That's when you do your best stuff. And it's the same thing on dates. You know, the old saying, it's easier to get a job if you have a job. It's much easier to date if you're already dating yourself and you already know what's wonderful about you. So that's the other thing that you got to work on. Just fall in love with yourself so that you realize what a fabulous person this guy is getting. Got me?
Yes, that sounds very good. I like that.
Good. Have a terrific and marvelous and wonderful year. And once you meet this guy, call me back. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll certainly do that. Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, my darling. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love those calls. They're such fun. Now, notice on that one, we're doing a little teaching here, guys, that I used a couple of different decks. I used a tarot deck, and then I used the John Gray deck on top of it. That is called a multi-deck spread, and there's not a lot of people that do that. But it's one of the things that I got to teach last week. I love doing what I call workshop weekends. That's where I'll go down on a Friday and, you know, a little Q&A, you know, coffee talk kind of thing Friday night. Saturday, I usually teach two workshops, one was in the morning. I taught my course Creating Your Sentence of Passion, which I absolutely love. I know that if you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about Sentence of Passion. That is the thing that is like our rallying cry. It's how we frame our life. It's what we want to put out in the world so that when we go skidding into heaven and God says, so what'd you do? We get to say, this, wasn't it cool? And so many people think that they're not special, think they haven't really got anything, think they don't know their life. But once we go through these questions together, and they usually partner up with someone who doesn't know them, so that person will only talk about what they see on the paper, they find they really do have a motto, and they really do have a way of looking at the world. So we frame that rallying cry. Go to my website. You see, cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. You'll often hear me say that as the tagline at the end of the show. That's my sense of passion. So these five women all of a sudden found out what they're good at, what they're here to do, and they really found a purpose for their life that excited them. That was wonderful. Then we broke for lunch. Then we did decadance. And decadance is where I teach people to read any non-tarot deck the minute they pick it up, whether it's theirs, whether it's somebody else's. And the reason that I ask them to bring a non-tarot-based deck is because, you know, there are an awful lot of people out there who can teach tarot. And for those that's what makes a tarot deck has a major suits, major arcana. They're like the greater trumps. In a tarot deck, they run from 0, which is the fool, to 21, which is the world. And then they have 4 suits. You've got rods. That's your creativity factor. You've got cups for relationships. You've got pentacles for material goods. And you've got sword for all the mental work and the challenge. Now, if they feel vaguely familiar, it's because from a tarot deck, we get our modern deck. The modern deck got rid of the greater trumps and combined the page and knight into a jack. So rods or wands are now clubs. Cups are hearts. Pentacles, coins, are diamonds. And swords are spades. So that's one of the reasons you can see gypsies read with a standard deck, with a normal playing card deck, because there is still some carryover from tarot. Now, what do you do with all of these other decks that have, a lot of them have 44 cards, and they don't have suits, and they're not the way people normally understand reading cards? It's partially because of the shift going on since the 60s, 70s, 80s. People feel a lot freer to develop their own decks, their own meanings, and say, this is how I see the world. So I teach this course with people bring in all kinds of decks. They've got nature decks. They've got angel decks. They've got bird decks. They've got all kinds of stuff. And they realize they don't have to read the book, the instruction book that comes with them. Because, if you will, there is no thought form. When everybody agrees on a certain way of looking at something, there is a thought form built up on the astral. It's why we all kind of know what Santa Claus looks like. Everybody's been putting that energy out there. But all of these decks are so new that you could put your own energetic stamp on them. So people learned how to read these decks, theirs, their own, and realized, yeah, it's great when you can go to an intuitive like Corby, like Allie Cheslick, like Coriel Kramer, like Stacey Wells, like Sherita Lexigramist. I mean, all of these people that you know. But you can also do it for yourself. We're very happy to be here for you. But guys, if you just have a quick what's my day like question, you don't want to be calling me. You want to find out for yourself. And the more you trust your own intuition, it's like any muscle. It grows. You pump it. It really works. And you can do things better, faster. So that's what I taught then. Now, if these things are sounding interesting to you, well, it's very simple. Find a way for me to get to your town. I will not mind traveling. I kind of prefer it where it's at least 10 hours in driving, 10 or 11 at most, from Albany, New York. If I have to fly there, well, we can talk about it. But these are the things that I love. I still enjoy doing psychic fairs, really do, but they are grueling. When I do a fair in Kitchener, generally, it's a four-day show, which means Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Friday is 6 hours. Saturday and Sunday are 11 hours apiece, and the Monday is 8 hours. And I am reading straight for all of those. Pretty much no breaks because people know me, and they want their readings, and I only come to Kitchener, Ontario 2-3 times a year. Workshop weekends, I can really get to know who my people are. I can spend time teaching, which I love. And the best thing about the workshops I've done, people form tribes. Did one in Ohio, last summer. And you had 14 people who didn't know each other from Adam's House Cat. And by the end of the evening, they were all there for each other. They were planning to visit each other again. There was some wonderful, wonderful stuff done. So that's where we want to go next year. If you want to play with me personally, if you want to do my workshop, come. Let me tell you the number again, because yes, of course I can sit here and pontificate for the entire hour, you know that, but I'd really rather take your calls. So that's 248-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475. And again, it's open mic day. You can ask any question. We just had one on relationships. You want one on the year in general. You want one on finances. You want one on work. You want one on the kids. Remember, my philosophy is mothers may spy on their children any way they like. So you can certainly ask about that. We did get in a question from Adele in New York City. She wanted to know briefly what her year is at. And she is going to be in a three-year next year. Three-year is social and creative and right-brained and very expansive but kind of scattered. It's where I want her to pay attention to her creative stuff. And the things that I see for Adele next year, most important thing is walk your talk, my girl. The card I pulled for you on that one is the Hermit. Remember, the Hermit is the man who's looking for an honest person who's looking for truth. And in your physical surroundings, you really need to do that. You shouldn't be working at a job you can't stand. You shouldn't be surrounded by people that you don't believe in and you don't trust. The mental thing is the King of Rods. That's the entrepreneur card. I believe that Adele is an entrepreneur. Next year, line a little bit, if you know, and see how that goes. Emotionally for you, it's the Two of Pentacles, and that means you're going to be juggling quite a bit, right? You're going to go back and forth. You're probably, you need to watch yourself that you don't, what's the word I'm looking for? Overextend. Don't make lots of promises to everybody and expect that you're going to be able to keep them. You need to have time for you. And spiritually, it's the Death card. But remember that the Death card does not mean death. It's death of an old way of life, death of what you've outgrown, death of what was never you in the first place. So, there we go for Adele. And we also have Lori Jo. Lori Jo, we're going to be, you've got a 17 plus a 6. Thing that is very chaotic, roller coaster, no brakes. So I want you to really only do the things that have a real meaning for you. Do explore. Do try to push yourself a little bit and see what you can do. All right, I think we're going to go to break. This is Corby Mitlide. We are with Empower Readings on Empower Radio, and we'll see you on the other side.
A cat, and have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation,
we are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. Your calls are next at 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Empower Readings on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com.
And welcome back to Empower Radio and Empower Readings and Corby Mitlide and all that stuff. It's open mic night, so all questions are on the table. You'll hear a little rambling from me. I mean, I love First Thursdays because who knows what we're going to do. Now, we've got a caller on the line. It's Mary from upstate New York. Mary, are you with us?
Oh, yes. Hi, Corby. How are you?
I'm good, my dear. How are you?
Okay, changing. We'll just say changing. How's that sound?
Okay.
As always. So, I gave you an enigmatic question this time, nothing specific. You know how I try to at least get at some truth every once in a while. This is what struck me tonight. Seriously, I just gave some excellent advice to somebody that I should follow myself. But
don't we all?
It was better. It's the best advice imaginable. So what can I tell you? Anyway.
Okay. So, how do you want to frame your question?
Well, I'll tell you, I only picked up on the last few minutes of the call that you were talking about tarot. And I guess maybe that would be a good place to start. Maybe it will be helpful to somebody else. When I did I did a workshop at Omega this summer, which was all tarot based, and essentially it was really particularly to the point of what you were talking about with the different decks. Because these were all people who were creators of decks, and pretty famous ones too. And they talked about that, about how your own intention is the most significant thing that you bring to it. And I think it's really hard for, at least it is for me, to get past some of the preconceived ideas that I've got. You know, when I learned the deck, I really learned particular things, and the emotion that comes up when I see them, it's almost always there. So the evolving question there, you know, and to get back, as well, you know, I always circumlocute with any question. So what yes, I do. Anyway, to get back to it is that even when the cards tell me specific things and I emotionally understand and resonate to them, I'm still bargaining with them. So have any thoughts on this? And I think I can't be the only person who does this. I can't be. I wouldn't think.
Well, when you bargain like that, it's when we're constantly hocking and chining, banging on a tea kettle at our guides, to the point where we lose the ability to truly hear them because our ego's in the way. Now, the other thing I'm going to suggest that you do is get a tarot deck that doesn't look like Rider-Waite. In fact, I've got a glorious one. It's the Gateway Tarot. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. The Gateway Tarot.
Well,
it's by Marchetti, and it's gorgeous. And I'm going to pull four cards for you for next year, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And I'm going to tell you what the card looks like. So even if it's the Seven of Swords, it's not going to be the typical Seven of Swords you know.
Okay. Yeah, I know that real well, by the way.
Okay. Now, physically, the card for you is the Magician. And the thing about this guy is he's very Italian in dress, and he's doing something with what looks like both test tubes and electronics. And you see him moving his hands almost like he's playing with this electric energy ball. But if you look closely at his hands, he has six fingers.
It's like Tesla.
On both hands. Mm-hmm. So that is the Magician is saying, what electrifies you? What do you want to invent? Why should you be limited to the five senses everybody else has? You're a magician. And you need to use this in every single part of your physical life next year. Mentally, the card is the King of Cups. Now, the King of Cups here really talks about water. It's a beautiful card. It's got pillars with seahorses and shells, and it's a very exotic sort of thing, and that especially reminds you, emotion is water. Water flows. But when it's in the mental position, it says, think about your emotions. Really examine what you do to yourself knee-jerk. Okay? Because if you want to fall in love with your life, you need to do it mentally. And you need to get the flow. Get the flow. Emotionally, the card is the Eight of Swords.
Uh-huh.
Middle of Swords in a field. This one, the woman is suspended in midair. She's naked except for artfully draped scarves. She's still blindfolded. But it's like the swords look like they're pointed at her, but how do we know, because we don't get the perspective? Are they in back of her, in which case they would miss her? She's also in a spider's web, and the swords are caught in the spider's web too. So emotionally, what that tells me is you have caught these swords, these challenges, these sharp things in the web of your life, the web of your emotions, and you're as caught as they are. They can't leave because of what you've woven. So the only thing you can do is tear out of that web, and you may fall, but you'll be out of where you are. Spiritually, it's justice. And this justice card has two women, one in white, one in purple. They are both wearing beautiful golden helmets that do have the eyes blocked out. One carries scrolls, the other carries a sword, and they both hang on to scales. There's also a yin-yang in there. So this justice is all about balance. All right, I always see purple as metaphysical and the white as physical or angelic. So what that's saying is, for me, spiritually, you're blind both ways. You need to trust both ways. Trying to look at things spiritually isn't going to work for you. That's where the intuition needs to come in. Intuition doesn't need eyeballs. There are a lot of, you know, people who are blind, great intuition. Cats have intuition. They're blind. They know how to get around the house because they sense it, they feel it, and they miss the furniture. So you see how these four cards, even though you technically know the names, the Magician, the King of Cups, the Eight of Swords, and the Justice card, has totally different meanings when you look deeply. I don't know what they said about it in the book. What I'm saying is, what I'm seeing here is what you need to listen to. So I would suggest you get a deck that has no real connection with Rider-Waite, like this one. It does only very loosely, because that will get you out of your stuck places. so that you can move forward with how you read. And you can read for yourself a little more clearly. Okay?
I think that Marseille helps with that because it's so, you know, there are no faces. There are no, you know, the associations aren't as strong. I completely understand. Oh, by the way, all four of those are old friends, let's just say. I see them all the time.
Okay.
So it's good to have another viewpoint, definitely. Just one quick thing. I am presently in a place that I thought would be a refuge, and it's not feeling right at the moment. Should I be trying to move, do you think? I just moved, and I don't want to move again, but I really think it might be necessary.
Okay, you know me. I always pull two cards, if you do and if you don't.
Yep.
Right, if you move. The card is the Queen of Wands. Lots of creativity and power.
Mm-hmm.
For you, if you move, you can grab your personal power a little more closely. Okay.
Okay. So I'm sorry, it dropped out there for a minute. So the Queen of Wands is if I move, that's very good. So what was the other one? If I don't, sorry.
Okay. So we got to get to the next caller.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hope to see you soon. All right. Now we have, I believe, a California girl. Who do we have? Leilana? Hey, how are you?
Doing fabulous.
Good. Okay. What can we do for you?
My overall question is for the upcoming 2013 year. And I wanted to focus on relationships with a romantic relationship, like a partnership.
Okay, do you have one or are you looking for one?
For one.
All right, going to do the same thing for you. Going to see if we see anybody over the next 12 months. And Elena, how old are you?
26.
All right, so for you, we're looking for nights. They're 25 to 40. And let's see what's up. If I don't see anybody, it doesn't mean you're not going to, you know, date. It just means there's nobody special.
Okay.
And the only court card I get up for you in November is the Page of Cups, and he's under 18. Don't you touch him. So I don't see anybody special for you next year. You will be dating. But when's your birthday, month and day?
February 18th.
All right, so 2 plus 18 is 20, plus next year is 6. All right, next year is an 8-year for you, and an 8-year is much more important for career, for getting your finances in order, for doing all of the practical things. So that may be why they are holding off on finding a relationship for you. Now, how long have you been in California?
I've lived here all my life. I left for a year and then came back.
Okay. Because I'm getting a sense that the winds may blow you eastward. So what is it that you do for a living?
Right now,
are you an entrepreneur?
No, I work in a company right now, but I want to go back to I want to go back to school in the fall for nursing.
Okay, that may be where I see the move. So if you stay in California, I'm hearing Chicago, Boston.
Oh, I've never been to Chicago. But Boston I have been to, yes.
Okay. All right. And you know that Boston is chock. Eight of Swords, California. Chicago. Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups says, in this case, swim toward what you want, leave what you don't. Boston, you need to plan carefully, okay? The Four of Cups is the one where he's just staring off the future, but he's sitting under a tree, and he's not really doing much.
These people,
so do you have a particular... These are on the cards, yes. On the Four of Cups, a guy is sitting under a tree and he's dreamily looking at one of the cups up in the sky and he's not moving. So my thought is, do you have any idea what your specialty would be as a nurse?
I want to work with children, so like pediatrics.
Okay. Any particular kind is...
I was thinking of working with oncology, like with those who have cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then let me check more. Baltimore. Houston, I think that's where Baylor is. There was one other. Philly. University of Pennsylvania is good, so... Five of Swords. Nope, don't go to Hopkins. Not Baltimore. The Justice card, the Fairness card, comes up. Cups, going back to what you love, comes up for Philadelphia. You ever been to Philly?
I've been there, yes. Before, yes. When I was younger.
Okay. All right. Okay, you may want to look. They have huge numbers of good hospitals there. Penn, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Temple, Hahnemann, Pennsylvania Hospital. You could do worse. The one that I do want to ask, though, is integrative medicine, if you went out to Dr. Wiles in Arizona. And, my darling, that's the Nine of Coins. So the Nine of Coins is a very beneficial and benevolent card in terms of work. So what I'm saying to you is rethink standard nursing. You may want to go into integrative medicine.
I was going to try holistic nursing. That was something I wanted to do, and try to incorporate healing through theater, through workshops with kids. So that's my ultimate goal.
All right. I would suggest that you go check out drwile.com. Andrew Weil is, you know, hugely well-known for integrative medicine. My own fabulous primary physician, Ron Stram, here in Albany, has worked with Dr. Weil. And remember, I've done the cancer dance. So when I work with Ron, we do the nutritional, we do the acupuncture, we do the Chinese medicine, we do the standard medicine. And as a result, I am healthier now than I've ever been. So my sense is, go ahead.
I'm doing that right now. The last month and a half, I'm literally doing acupuncture, holistic, Reiki. I'm doing everything right now to, like a massaging and just taking care of me. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, that's also the kind of thing that you could do with your nursing. So I would say don't look at a standard nursing education. Mm-hmm. See if you can find something that is
integrated.
That is where I think you're going to really, really shine. And I think the... back to school and adore it so much you will fly through the courses.
Excellent.
But I just think, you know, not in California, just Arizona. That's what I'm thinking.
I will definitely look up Arizona. You said Dr. Weil, correct?
W-E-I-L, Andrew Weil. Very, very famous, probably the most well-known holistic medical doctor, and he went to Harvard in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm
you will be able to find him. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
All right,
so
my girl.
Much.
Good
Take
luck.
Care. Thank
Have
you.
Have a great new year.
You as well. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye. So we're about 5 minutes from the end of the show. Let me remind you that next week is the Past Life Party. And the Past Life Party is specific for looking at past lives. I have this particular situation in my life right now. Is it a past life? Is there something that I'm missing? Is there something that I need to know? So be sure to come up with your thoughts, your questions. I love doing those. Remember that, you know, past lives are a specialty with me. After that, the following week, we've got the fabulous Sharita Starr, who will be joining us for the winter solstice. And after that, it's the end of the year show, when I have some books to suggest and ways to do your New Year's resolutions so that they are not pains in the butt. And New Year's shows are my absolute favorites because you really get to look at what's been going on and plan your year ahead. When you plan your year, it makes such a difference, a huge one. Something that I want to leave you with tonight, if you're looking for books to give to your friends, or things you'd like under the tree, I have a particular top 10 list that I want to suggest for you. The first one is Ted Andrews' Psychic Protection, Balance and Protection for Body, Mind, and Spirit. If anybody is a rookie and doesn't know how to ground, center, and shield, that's one of the greatest ones for them. Pema Chodron, The Places That Scare You, A Guide to Fearlessness in Difficult Times. Remember, I always say fear equals false evidence appearing real, and she helps you walk through it with grace and comfort. As always, at the Option Institute, Barry Kaufman, To Love Is to Be Happy With, and Happiness is a Choice. Michael Lozier, The Law of Attraction, The Science of Getting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. And my favorite for learning to channel, Sanaya Raman and Dwayne Packer, Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Guides. And we'll talk about the other ones next week. If you are trying to find me when I'm not in the air, you can do that by going to firethroughspirit.com. And you're supposed to spell through the way you were taught in third grade, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. You can also sign up at White Raven Webinars, because I will occasionally do webinars for people to work with me who can't see me face-to-face. You can find me on Facebook, which is either as Corby Midlide or as Fire Through Spirit. Or you can call me at 877-321-CORBY. That's 877-321-2672. I do private sessions and would love to hear from people who've been listening for the past year, year and a half. Find out what you'd like me to talk about for 2013. If there's a guest that you have in mind, those are the things that we absolutely love. So until next week, think about what we talked about tonight. Get your questions together for what you want to do for your year. Start making your resolutions, and let's talk about those and see if we can massage them a little bit so you don't use them to beat yourself up. Let's turn holiday cheer not into holiday drear this year. So until then, have a wonderful week. Don't forget to cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness, because that's how you fly.